Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I am glad to be on the call today. I hope that you all are too.
Man.
Ready to, let's just begin to, this is Minister Erica. I will be hosting the prayer call today. Let's begin to usher in the presence of the Lord. Thank him for waking
Thank
us
you.
Up this morning for this
Thank
great
you.
Day we have ahead of us.
Bless your name, my
yes,
God.
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God. We invite
Hallelujah.
You into this prayer line,
Bless
oh God. Have your way
Thank
today,
you.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Thank you.
Lord.
In, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless
your name. Thank
Bless
you.
Your people today,
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Today,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
In your name. In your name.
In your name, my God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're worthy, Lord. You're so worthy.
Thank
you.
Continue to praise the Lord and lift him up. We're going to get started with our prayer today. Remember to participate in the prayer. Don't just sit back and listen. Raise your hands to God. Get involved with the prayer. Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our first prayer lead.
Father God.
Brother Barry.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Go right ahead, sir.
All right. Father God, my God, this morning after the election, we all need to pray. Father, I want you to hold my hand and control my tongue. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning with reverence and gratitude, acknowledging you as the creator and sustainer of all things. You hold the power to provide for every need, and we trust in your promises. Lord God, we ask for your abundant blessings over our lives, that we may live in the fullness of your provision. Guide us to honor you with your resources and to share the blessings you've given us. Remove any fear or doubt, especially now, from our hearts and replace it with unwavering faith in your ability to meet all our needs. Which reminds me of one of my favorite scriptures. This is a big one. I thank you for this one, dear God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his, not mine, riches and glory by Christ Jesus. For those of you all who haven't heard of this one, please add it to your prayer box. That was Philippians 4:19. As we all listen to this prayer, we should all say amen to that one. Father, we lift up our families to you, O Lord. Surround each household with your presence and provide every necessity, both physical and spiritual. Father, grant us wisdom in our finances and enable us to manage our resources with integrity and generosity. May we always remember that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Help us to trust you for multiplied resources so that no family member will go without. In times of uncertainty, may we lean on you and find peace in your promises, knowing that you are a good God who sees and always provides. Father, we pray for our friends and neighbors that they would experience your hand of provision and peace. Let there be no lack among them. We ask that you replace their anxieties and the medication that they take for their anxieties with the assurance that you are their provider. Give them wisdom to seek you in all their endeavors, and may they experience the fullness of your blessings. Father God, let us be vessels of your love and support to our friends and neighbors, because in some cases, the God people see in us is all that they will see. This demonstrates the peace that comes from trusting you, especially in challenging times like these. Dear God, we ask that you bring our workplaces before you, asking for your blessings over our supervisors, coworkers, and all who labor with us. May you multiply the resources of our workplace so that we can all be blessed and prosper. Father, let our workplaces become places of peace, joy, and unity, where stress and anxiety are replaced with trust and productivity. Father, use us as lights in our workplaces, reflecting your love and integrity, and may our efforts be fruitful for your glory. Lord God, we intercede for the leaders of all churches. May you provide them with all they need to carry out your work. I said your work, that they may serve you with joy and peace. Father, grant them wisdom and discernment in managing the resources of the church so they can meet the needs of the congregation and extend your love to the community. Father, let them be encouraged by your faithfulness, knowing that you are their source. Strengthen and equip them to lead, and may the church thrive as a beacon of hope, love, and provision for all who come seeking you. Dear God, we pray for our political leaders in this Republican state of Ohio and all those in positions of authority, including the president. We know that all authority is established by you, and we ask you would grant wisdom and guidance to our leaders, whether we personally agree with them or even if we like them or not. May they make decisions that reflect justice, peace, and compassion for the people they serve. Father, move their hearts to focus on the welfare of the people rather than from personal gain or for their personal gain. We ask that you work through them to bring peace, unity, and financial stability across the nation, and may they turn to you for wisdom. Father, we extend this prayer over our nation. Let there be a revival of generosity, justice, and compassion across the land. We ask that you would heal the financial strains many face, opening doors of provision and opportunity for all. Father, may businesses, families, and communities flourish as they recognize you as the source of all blessings. Bring about peace in troubled areas and help us as a nation to care for the poor, the oppressed, and the vulnerable. Let your presence be felt across this land, and may your righteousness and justice prevail. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father, we know that's the only thing that will make America great again. Finally, Lord, we lift up the entire world in prayer. You are the creator of every nation, and we ask for your mercy and grace over all people. May your hand of provision and peace be upon every corner of the globe. Strengthen those in poverty, bring hope to the oppressed, and justice flow like a river. In Jesus' name, we pray, as we all say, Amen. I will graciously turn it back over to our prayer lead, and for those of you all that have to leave, you have a pleasant day.
Amen. Amen. As we woke up this morning or went to bed last night, some of us may have felt a little anxious or a little defeated or just not knowing what was to come. But guess what? We serve a God who is mighty. We serve a God who is on time. We serve a God who is all-knowing. So
Amen.
In our midst of not knowing what's going on in the world, we know our God. So we can praise him and thank him and look to him because he will take care of us. He's never failed us nor forsaken us. So we can just count on him. So I encourage you all today, just praise God. Thank him. He woke us up this morning. He woke us up this morning. So let's just praise him and thank him. We thank Brother Barry for his prayer on multiply finances. We know that God is our source, and we know that he will give us riches, but we have to do our work too. We have to do our part in it. So let's pray to God, but let's still do our part. This is our morning prayer call, our morning prayer service. Thank you all for joining us today. We are here praying to God. We are here to lift up his name, to glorify him, to give him praise. And that's what we're doing today. It is Wednesday, and our midweek sacrifice is $24. We are sowing that by way of Cash App at $ Bishop Eric Clark. We can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or we can give by way of our website at ekcministries.org. So, sow your $24 midweek sacrifice today. You can sow it right now or once the prayer call is over if you'd like. If you want to be a prayer lead or a prayer host, give the office a call at 216-475-6327. I know that if you've been on the call before, you know that we always say, hey, we're looking for more prayer leads. If you want to be a prayer lead or host, just give the office a call. And you hear us say often that if you don't feel like you could do the whole 15 or 12 minutes, that one of the leads will stand in with you and pray with you. We really mean it. We want to help you increase your prayer language. We want to help you increase your confidence in prayer. So call the office, get on the list, get trained so that you can be part of the prayer call, and we will stand with you and pray with you as we need to. If you have to leave, thank you all so much for joining us. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the service over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your next Prayer Lee. And my topic is improved health or health improved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We are praying for the health of our nation. Yes, we are praying for the health of our nation. I'm praying for Nikki and Mary. Hope they're on the line this morning. They said they would be. I'm thanking them for being on the line this morning. Nikki just got married Friday. We're praying for a healthy and strong marriage as they go through the years in the name of Jesus. My scripture reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians 6, 19, verses 19 through 20. This is coming from the NIV Bible version. And it reads, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." This scripture is a powerful reminder that our bodies are not our own, but rather they belong to God. Therefore, we are called to honor God with our bodies by taking care of them. This includes eating healthy diets, getting enough exercise, getting enough rest, and avoiding things that can harm our body, soul, and spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for providing for us with a wealth of wisdom and guidance for living healthy. Lord, help us to take care of our bodies through exercise. Give us the motivation, strength, and discipline to work out daily. Order our steps to join fitness centers, YMCAs, community centers. Lord, we thank you for these outlets and programs you have made available, even the exercise programs that we can tap into on YouTube at our homes. For those who are unable to afford or get out, they can still participate in exercise to improve their overall health. Thank you, Jesus, for covering all the bases and meeting every need that we need to improve our health and well-being. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we glorify your name for your magnificent provision. In the name of Jesus, Proverbs 17 and 22 reads, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones." Lord, we thank you for laughter and joy this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us, Lord, to have joy, Lord, in the midst of trouble, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the laughter, Lord Jesus, that comes with being with family members and loved ones, Lord. We thank you this morning, Jesus, for how you're moving in our lives. Lord, help us to honor our bodies, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to develop healthy lifestyles in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us to avoid things that can harm our bodies, show us how we can improve our mental health in the name of Jesus. Help us to put on the helmet of salvation this morning, Lord. Don't let our minds become trash cans for the world's garbage today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4 and 8 in the NIV reads, "For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come." Lord, we know the importance of improving our health, but more important is to focus on our spiritual health and growth. Lord, help us. Lord, help us, Lord, to help someone to be born again of the water and of the Spirit, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want to see you, Lord Jesus. Help us to come up higher in you, Lord Jesus. Help us to improve our spiritual walk with you, Lord Jesus. Help us to feed on your word daily in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for showing us how to improve our spiritual health. Yes, Lord, we offer up the sacrifices of praise this morning. We praise you this morning, Lord. You still sitting on the throne, Lord Jesus. You still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lord Jesus. We bow down to you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your signs and wonders, Lord, follow us that believe you, Lord. Help us to hear today what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord. Lord, you're talking to us all the time, Lord Jesus. Open up our ears, Lord Jesus. We need to hear from you today, Lord Jesus. Help us to navigate through the confusion, Lord Jesus. Help us to trust in your promises, Lord. We cry, Abba, Father, this morning to you, Lord. You are our Father, Lord. You are our provider, Lord. You are our deliverer this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your divine plan. We thank you for your plan this morning, Lord. We don't have to fret. We don't have to worry, Lord. We're grounded and standing on your promises, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We acknowledge you in all your ways and all our ways, Lord Jesus. Repair the brokenhearted this morning, Lord. Lord, repair, Lord Jesus. Those, Lord, that are weak today, Lord Jesus. Those that are wondering what's going on, Lord Jesus. Give them hope for the work that's already been done, Lord. You've given us the victory, Lord. And we stand on your promise today, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give them made up minds this morning, Lord. Let your will be done in their lives, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk in the Spirit. We not fulfill the lust of the flesh today, Lord. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray that it be done, Lord. Help us to fast, Lord. Help us to turn our plates over, Lord Jesus. To grow closer to you, Lord Jesus. To improve our spiritual walk, Lord. Give us the discipline we need, Jesus. Help us to remember your promises, Lord. Put us in remembrance of the work you've done for us on the cross, Jesus. The sacrifice that you made that we can become better people, Lord. that we can walk in our new nature today, Lord Jesus. We are new creatures in you, Lord, and we thank you for the improvement today, Lord. We thank you that we can cast off every weight and sin that so easily beset us, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord, for your power, Lord. Lord, you said as newborn babes that we should desire the sincere milk of your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let the weak say that they're strong. Help us to bear the infirmities of each other, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak, Lord. Help us to praise you in songs, Lord. Help us to sing songs this morning, Lord. Melodies in our hearts today, Jesus. Help us to pray in the Spirit, Lord. Edifying our spiritual man, building us up, Lord Jesus. Strengthening us, Lord, to do the work that you've called us to do today, Lord. In your name, Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you this morning, Jesus. We praise you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives on this prayer line this morning, Lord. Continue to be moving in our behalf, Lord Jesus. You got our votes today, Jesus. You got our minds, Lord. You got our spirit and our souls today and our hearts, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you look on our spiritual coverings today, Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark and Pastor Lenore, Lord. Help their health situations, Lord. Their physical bodies, Lord Jesus. Heal them today, Lord Jesus. We plead the blood right now, Lord. We plead the blood, Jesus. On their bodies, Lord. By your stripes, Lord, heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Restore them, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Thank you for the covering, Lord Jesus. Thank you for how they feed us every day with your word, Lord. That we can grow strong and healthy, wealthy and wise, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you look on the sick and afflicted today, those that are in the nursing homes, rehabilitation centers, Lord. Meet their needs. Put your angels, put your ministering angels around them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, look over our children. Those that are coming up in the next generation, Lord Jesus. They have a greater fight than we do, Lord. Oh, God. Send somebody, Lord. Send somebody with your word to our children, Lord. Reach them where we can't reach them, Lord. In the name of Jesus is my prayer. Amen. I turn it back over to the host at this time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Andre, for your prayer on improving our health. For those of you who may not watch the our services, Bishop Clark's services, Bishop did a message on a healthy lifestyle is our expression of worship. I encourage you to go and watch that message. It was preached on October 27th. So go to our YouTube channel and watch that message and get a good word regarding your health and our worship, being part of our worship to the Lord. Thank you all for joining us. We are on our morning prayer call. We are here Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. This is our hour of power. So come in at any time and get what you need, get the prayer that you need, get the encouragement that you need to go through your day. It is Wednesday. We are sowing our midweek sacrifice of $24. You can do that by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. We're going to keep it moving and go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead.
Good morning. Thanks. This is Sister Cynthia, and I'm praying today for families and friends, blessings on family and friends. Out of Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 24th verse, it says, a man that have friends must show himself friend. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And then, 1 Corinthians, starting at the 3rd verse, it says, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. I give you glory and I give you honor for another day. I thank you, God, because you rule and you reign. God, I thank you because you say all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So, God, we thank you on today for loving us. We thank you on today for being the only God that answers in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, God, I thank you, Lord, for my family. I intercede for my family, God, and I intercede for my church family. I pray, God, that blessings will flow upon each and every one of them. I pray, God, that every need would be met in the name of Jesus, because, God, you said that you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, because, Lord, I thank you for good friends, God. I pray, God, that blessing flows down even on my friends, God, and even on the ones that I don't know, God. I pray that your blessings will flow over them in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that even as, Lord, family members sometimes have different decisions or different thoughts from you, from us, God, we still have to love them, because you said, love our neighbors as ourselves, God. You told us to love one another because you are the God of love. And so, God, I thank you that your love will begin to just overflow in your people, God, that we won't hate our enemies, Lord, but we'll love our enemies, God, and we'll intercede and begin to pray like never before, because, God, no matter what, you still God, you still rule, you still reign, you have the answer. You have the answer, God, and we thank you on this morning, God, that you have the answer, Lord. I pray, God, that you will begin to heal on the inside. I pray, God, that you would not look at this, let us look at this as a defeat, because, God, we're not defeated in you. We're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Lord God, it's you to make the decision. You know what go on in the dark even when we don't know, God. You hear everything, God, in the name of Jesus. So on today, God, I pray, God, that you would heal the vice president's heart. I pray, God, that you would give her wisdom and understanding. I pray, God, for the president to be. I pray, God, that you would guide him in another direction. I pray, God, that the hate and the bitterness would cease and that they will begin, God, to cry out to you. And so, God, it's you, God, that raise up kings, take down kings. God, it's you. And so we have to remember, no matter what, God, that we're serving you. No matter what, God, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because we're thankful, God, that we were able to see another day. We didn't even have to see another day, so we are thankful, God, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we've got to rejoice and be glad in it, God, and know, God, that there is no other, God. We follow you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for sending your son to the cross, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that's been done for us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the bloodshed covering, God, that covers us each and every day. We thank you, God,
because you're awesome, God, and you're a good God. And God, I pray that you will open up a window and you will pour us out a blessing, God, that it won't be room enough to receive, God. And God, when we receive the blessing that you have poured out, that we will be a blessing, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, God, that you looked for an intercessor, but you couldn't find one. God, let us begin to go back and intercede and cry out in the nighttime, in the daytime. Lord, in the end, let us begin, God, to cry out like never before, God. Let us begin to turn our plates back over, God. Lord, don't let that pandemic take us so far back that we don't remember when we got saved. We don't remember all that you've done for us, God, that we're not just walking around like we don't know where we at. But God, allow us to know where we are in you, that God, we will never stop following you. We'll never stop giving you the praise and giving you the glory. And God, I thank you, Lord, even though the decision, Lord, wasn't the decision we wanted to see, but we know, God, that you still reign. We know, God, that we got you. We know you got our back, God. So we're thankful and we're grateful. I pray, God, that you will bless the children. I pray, God, that you will open up a door, God, that you will guide and you will direct them into all truth. Because, Lord, it's better that they find you in their youth, God, while they're young, while they can run for you, while they can do the things, God, for you in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, Lord, that you touch our friends, that you strengthen our friends, God, because you said there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And so, God, we know, God, that that's Jesus, and we thank you for him in the name of Jesus. But, God, we pray on today, God, that the families be blessed in the name of Jesus. We come against the author of confusion because you're not the author of confusion. And so we come against it in the name of Jesus. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ when our obedience is fulfilled. And so, God, we pray that we will walk in light and not in darkness. Lord God, that we'll call those things just not as though they already were. Lord, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. And we will not live in unbelief, but we will live in belief, believing in you. Believing, God, that you have the answers. Believing, God, that you will open up the windows from heaven and pour us out a blessing. And believing, God, that you will rebuke all those devils that try to get in the way for our sake, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for complete healing, God. I pray, God, for healing from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. I pray, God, for deliverance, that deliverance would come in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, like never before, we got to seek your face. We got to read your word. We got to open this Bible. We got to turn back to you, God. We got to follow you, Lord, as we're being ministered to. And as the minister is following you, we follow them as they follow you. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're the only God that answers according to your word. So, God, I pray on today because you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You said, whatsoever two shacks in your name, that you will grant it unto us. So I pray, God, on today that you will grant unto us the things that we need in our life, that you will meet the need of the people, God, of the families, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you will strengthen the families like never before. God, that you will bring the love back in the home like never before. God, that we won't be living like we are better than the next family member. We're not, God. That we will love one another, God, the true love. That we won't be a family hate on one another, not speaking to one another. I come against that spirit. That's a lying and deceptive spirit. I send it back to the pit of hell from where it originated. And I claim the victory over our families, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that the families would get together, not just for funeral, God, but they'll get together like they used to in the olden days, God. And so, God, I thank you, God, because you are God that's alive. You are a living God. You're not a dead God. We don't serve a dead God. We don't serve idols, God. We serve you. And, Lord God, your word says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so, God, we see the evil that the people ran towards for the money. But, God, I know we need money to survive. But you said the love of it. And we don't have to love it, God. But I pray that you bless the people that needs income, that needs a job, Lord, that needs grocery, that need healing. I pray, God, for your word said by your stripes. We already healed. Every sickness, every disease was nailed on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And you said you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So, God, I thank you for the abundant life that you're pouring out on the families and you're pouring out on the friends, God. And you're pouring out on the friends' friends, God. And you're pouring out, God, on the family's children and the children's children. God, I thank you because you're a great God. You're just that God that cares about everything in our life, God. There's nothing in our life that you don't care about. And so, God, you said you gave us your word. And you said, give me back my word. And I will honor my word because that's what you hear. You hear your word. And so, God, we have to study to show ourselves a workman, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And so, God, help us to rightly divide your word as we continue to love our neighbors as ourselves, as we continue to pray for our enemies and not curse our enemies, as we continue to walk in love and not in hate, as we continue to call those things that's not, as though they already were, as we continue to speak to the sycamine tree that's standing our way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. As we continue to touch and agree that is done by faith, God, we thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do, God. And we'll continue to follow you, because even on today when we got up, we should have got up giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you honor because we serve you. You got us covered under the blood. And so we come to you. We reach out to you, God. You will give us direction. You said, lean not unto your own understanding. But in all thy ways, we have to acknowledge you. And you're going to direct our path. And so, God, we thank you on today that you directing our path in the right direction, that we don't run in the wrong direction, God. And so, God, we touch and agree that it's done by faith. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And I thank you, God, for all that's on the phone today that you bless them, God. I thank you, Lord, that we can pray and intercede for one another. And we're not just praying for ourselves, but we're praying for the household of faith. And we're keeping our families up before you, that those that's not saved, they are come to know you and know you in a real way. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you. I thank you and I praise you. I touch and agree it's done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thanks. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Sister Cynthia said that we should have woke up praising God. At this time, let's just lift up the name of Jesus. Let's praise him. If you didn't say it, praise him yet,
thank
let's
you.
Start praising him now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. your way,
Lord. Continue to thank him. Continue to praise him. Continue to lift him up. I thank you all for joining us today on our prayer line. As you know, we are here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We are praising the Lord. We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. Today is Wednesday. We will sow our midweek sacrifice. Let's be united in that today. Let's everyone sow our midweek sacrifice of at least $24. You can sow it by way of Cash App at $BishopEricClark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. While you are on the website, if you need special prayer, or if someone you know needs special prayer, if you'd like us to pray on a specific topic, go and put in a prayer request. We want our prayers to be effective in your life, and sometimes us praying for your specific needs helps with that. While you're there, you can also go back and review the prayers that have gone forth in the past. We have an archive of prayers. And if you're on the line and a prayer touches you and you know, hey, this prayer would impact Joe in his life, then send Joe to the website and tell Joe to go ahead and look up that prayer and listen to it. You can also leave a GPS, that is guiding people to salvation. We have a story. You have a story. You have a message. You have a testimony. You have a song. You have a scripture. You have something in your mouth that will praise God and minister to other people, that will help bring them closer to God, that will strengthen them in their walk, that will strengthen them in their life. Go to the website, leave a 1 minute or less audio or video recording of your testimony, of your song, of your dance, of something that in which you can minister from your location and touch the lives of other people. With that, our Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. We have our 8 a.m. prayer call. Then at 9 o'clock, we have our daily bread. Then at 7 o'clock p.m., this is all Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m., we have our evening sacrifice. And on Wednesdays, the evening sacrifice is replaced by our midweek service. We also have on Sunday mornings our morning service at 10 a.m. And throughout the week at any time at all, you can go back and watch any of the services on YouTube. You just go to our channel and you can, there's a plethora of ministry there for you. As mature believers, we minister from our location. Today we had ministry from Florida, we had ministry from Ohio, and on any given day there is ministry from different parts of the United States. So we are ministering from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. This is his purpose for us right now. We are on this call. We are lifting him up. We are encouraging you. And do your part in encouraging others by getting your GPS in. I am Minister Erica, and I am the last prayer lead for today. We want to thank Brother Barry for his prayers on, in case you didn't know, we had prayers today on multiplied finances by Brother Barry. We had prayers on health improvement by Minister Andre, and prayer for our family and friends being blessed by Sister Cynthia. So if you like, if you missed any of those prayers and you want to go back and listen to them, you can do that on the website. Father, we love you. We thank you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We want you to have your way. We thank you for coming in on this call today. We thank you for pricking the hearts of your people, God. We thank you for changing our minds. We thank you for changing our spirit. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning to praise you and to lift you up, allowing us a new day to see the sun, allowing us a new day to hear the birds, allowing us a new day to praise you, allowing us a new day to pray for our family and friends, allowing us a new day to just glorify you in all that we do. We thank you for it, God. We bless you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just touch the hearts of your people, touch the minds of your people, touch their bodies, oh God. Lord, where there is a need, we ask that you provide. Where there is healing, God, we ask that you will heal. Where there is strife, oh God, we ask that you will give peace. Lord, we just thank you for it. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just touch the lives of each and every person on this line, God. We ask that you will just go into their hearts and mend the hearts, God. We ask that you will soften their hearts, that they will mend relationships, that they will mend the relationships with their family. They will mend relationships with their friends, God. We ask that you will just soften their heart, Lord. Soften our hearts, God. Soften our hearts right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you will just use us today. Use us today to touch someone. Use us today to do your will. Use us today to glorify you. Let someone be touched by our hello. Let someone be touched by the smile that you put on our face. Let someone be touched by the ministry that goes forth in us. Let someone be touched today and let that bring them closer to you. Let us do your will today. Let us be in your way today, oh God. Let us move by your spirit today, oh God. Use us today. Use us. Use us. Use us for your glory. Lord, we just thank you, God. We lift you up. We know that we are the head and not the tail, and that is because you are our King. You are our Lord. You are our provider, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our finances, God. Sometimes they are not where we want them to be, but you are our provider, and we look to you, and we thank you for what you have done for us, and we know that if you did it for somebody else, you can do it for us. If you did it for us before, you can do it for us again. And we thank you for that, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just increase our finances, but help us to be a good steward over our finances, God. Lord, you will not give us anything that we don't have room for. So we ask that you increase our knowledge on finances, increase our ability to worship you through our finances, God, that our finances will be increasing, that we will be able to handle them, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now for our health. We thank you that we have breath in our bodies. We thank you that we have movement in our limbs. We thank you, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you will just touch the bodies of your people now, that you will just touch them and heal them, God. Lord, we are praying right now that you will just increase the health, increase breathing in those who are having problems with their lungs, God. We ask that you would just increase mobility in those that are having problems with their legs and their backs, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name that you would just let your healing virtue cover us, God. Lord, cover Keisha, Lord. We ask that you will just cover Ayana, God. We ask right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will let your healing virtue flow upon Brother Bernard and Mother Buchanan, God. We ask right now that your healing will be upon Sister Thelma, Lord. We ask for healing in our minds. We ask for healing in our bodies, God. We ask for healing in our relationships. We're praying for our family and friends today, oh God. We ask that you would just touch them now. Touch our family. Touch our friends. Bless our family. Bless our friends, God. Lord, as Job prayed for his friends, you blessed him, and those that were connected to him were blessed because he was blessed. So we ask that you would just Bless our family. Bless our friends, God. Lord, send increase in their lives. Send happiness in their lives. Send joy in their lives. Send peace in their lives, God. Peace, 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 peace be still, God. Give peace in the lives of your family, God. Let us trust you and worship you. Let us believe in you and know that you have us. Let us just trust you, oh God. And we thank you for it, God. We lift you up, God. We say, have your way today. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our finances. Have your way in our relationships. Have your way, oh God. Move us, God. Move us so that we will be better stewards of our money. Move us, God, that we will have a better sense of health in our bodies, a better sense of health in our relationship with you, a better sense of health in everything that we do, oh God. We ask that you will just move us, God, that we will have better relationships with our moms, better relationships with our fathers, God. Lord, increase our knowledge and understanding. Increase our spiritual walk with you. Increase us so that we will be able to glorify you in all that we do, that our relationships will glorify you, that our walk will glorify you, that our jobs will glorify you, that everything we do will glorify you, that we will just walk up rightly before you, and that we will humble ourselves before you, that we will be used by you. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Lord, have your way today. Lord, we may be uncertain of what is to come with this world, but we are certain that you are God. We are certain that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are certain that you reign and you rule. We are certain that you will provide. We are certain of you, God. Our certainty is in you. Our trust is in you. We trust you today. We trust you today. We trust you tomorrow. We trusted you last week, Lord. Our trust is in you. And we thank you that we can come to you and pray to you. We thank you that you allow us to praise you. We thank you that you hear our worship and that you hear our prayers. We thank you, God. We thank you for just being there for us. We thank you that when our head is down, you lift us up. We thank you that when we are hurting, you help us, God. We thank you that when we don't know where our next meal is coming from, you provide, God. We thank you for giving us peace, peace in our mind, peace in our spirit, that we can go on, God. We thank you for just lifting us up. We thank you, God. We thank you for lifting us up. We thank you for lifting us up. Lift up our heads right now, oh God. Lift up our hearts right now, oh God. Lift us up, God. Lift us up, God. We are in need of a touch from you today. We need you to touch us, God. We need you to touch our minds. We need you to touch our bodies. We need you to touch our spirits. We need you to touch our relationships. We need you to touch us, God. Touch, touch, heal, heal, touch. Touch. We raise our hands to you, God, and we are lifting our hands toward you, God. We ask that you would just lift back. You would just reach out back toward us, God. We are reaching our hands to you, God, to praise you. We're reaching our hands to you to humble ourselves before you. We're reaching our hands to you, telling you that we understand and we acknowledge that you are the Lord, that you are our God, that you are the mighty one, that you are the great I am. We lift our hands to you, acknowledging you today, acknowledging that no matter what is going on in this world, you are King. No matter what is going on in our lives, you are King. No matter what is going on in our families, you are King. No matter what is going on our jobs, you are King. No matter what is going on in our schools, you are King. And we lift you up and we thank you for having us. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for teaching us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. And we say, have your way today. We glorify you. We praise you. We say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We say, Jesus over every situation. Jesus, Jesus over every situation, and we thank you for it now, God. Have your way today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you all for joining us today on our prayer call. We will see you again tomorrow morning right here on the prayer line at 8:00. Invite somebody to come on and listen. Invite somebody to come on and participate and pray with us. At this time, if you have a midweek sacrifice or an offering of any amount, you can sow that by way of Cash App at $
Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. Let's go ahead over to our YouTube channel and get our daily bread. Have a blessed day, you all. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. You have a blessed day as well.
Blessed day.
God bless you every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.